Hey, what's up, guys? Coach Austin here. Episode 50. We're here. We made it. We're almost a year into this thing. And to be honest, I didn't know if I'd get here. I didn't know if I'd stay consistent with this podcast. Staying consistent with projects of any kind is very tough. And staying consistent to a project of this magnitude. Obviously, it's not a massive podcast, but it's something that I've done pretty much every single week for the past year. I've released an episode almost every week for the last year. And on the weeks that I missed, I was sure to make up for that by posting multiple episodes. So today's podcast episode is one of my favorite topics, stories, lessons to kind of look back upon. And it's all about owning the power to change. And I think this is one of the coolest, most unique things that we get to experience and that we get to be in control of as humans. And at any one time, we have the ultimate power to decide exactly what we're going to do, whether you feel you can or not. At the moment, you have the complete power to create change. You have the complete power to attack a situation on your terms. And you also have the opportunity and the chance to decide how you're going to react, how you're going to move forward. If you're going to give up, if you're going to dig in, you own that. Owning the power to change is something that I started to discover as I was early on in university. At this time, I was 18, 19 years old. And this was around the time I started to compete. This is around the time I started to really train for physique sport and really train to start improving myself, which is one of the coolest byproducts, I think, of training to improve yourself and doing activities that have a byproduct of improvement of self. And strength training is one of those powerful tools that I think we all experience at some point. You know, especially when you first get started, there are all of these, as I've been saying, byproducts, these side effects, these positive side effects from these benefits outside of the strength training that leak into your personal life, into your professional life, into your student life. The powers of discipline, the powers of responsibility, self-responsibility, ownership. Doing shit you don't necessarily want to do, sacrificing maybe time with friends or situations that would bring a more acute dopamine rush, such as a weekend out drinking with friends or doing something of the sort. But when you're in a goal, when you're in the trenches of trying to accomplish something physical, it takes a lot of discipline and self-ownership and self-responsibility to make that goal come to fruition and ultimately allow yourself to excel at the goal you're trying to accomplish. And around this time, I started on my journey with self-improvement. I started on my journey with motivational stuff, different audiobooks, different books I was reading. And this is something that I'd never seen or heard of before. I'd never known this was really a thing. I'd never picked up a book really outside of my schooling in high school or middle school or whatever. But as soon as this time period hit, I think more accurately, I was around 19 years old at this time. This was around the time that, again, that I was starting to train for physique sport. I was starting to compete. University was in full swing. I had a part-time job. And I've told this story before, but I want to kind of be specific to this moment and how important it was for me to do something that was very uncomfortable. But in hindsight, I look back and know this was the absolute right decision. This was absolutely what I needed most from myself at that time and for myself now. There's no way I'd be where I am today. There's no way I'd be even close when I sit down and think about it to what I want to get, you know, work towards and where I could be. And I had an opportunity to make a decision, and I had an opportunity to own that power to create change. I had a friend group that wasn't always the best influence. I think we're all similar in that regard. You know, we're always going to have people around us that challenge us in great ways, that push us, but we're always going to be around folks who do that, but not necessarily in a positive light, not necessarily in a positive way. And around the same time, I had to make the decision to keep going on the path I was going on, which ultimately was leading to very little and got me put on probation, got me put into mandatory drug testing, got me put into having to show up at the courthouse, having to do many things that I didn't necessarily think of myself to be true, but this was my reality. This was where I was at. And I had many moments where I had to look myself in the mirror and ask myself, like, what the fuck is actually going on right now? And thankfully, I started to really see the byproducts of what it meant to give a shit towards my training, towards my objectives of self-improvement. And every day that I woke up that year, I woke up, fell asleep. Every moment in the car, every waking moment I had was based around self-improvement. How do I get better at everything that I'm doing? And I was always listening to self-improvement audiobooks. And this is not something I do now. This is not something I even find helpful for myself right now. I even tried to do that during a lull period not too long ago, and I had to turn it right back off. I was like, this is not what I need right now. But at that moment, that year, I needed this, and this was what I was doing every waking moment. I fell asleep. I put my phone next to my head, and I just play an audiobook till I fell asleep. And every waking moment was all about self-improvement. And I was seeing this ROI. I was seeing this return on investment. My physique was changing. My outlook on life was changing. My discipline was changing. My ability to take ownership and responsibility of my actions was changing. And subsequently, that led me to running very fast in the opposite direction from where I was going. And this is the story essentially that I've told before, but not from this perspective. And I wanted to take today and just highlight, as it's a monumental episode for me, episode 50. I know it may not seem like a big deal listening, but as I said, this is a passion project for me. I've said that before, but this podcast is a passion project for myself. And it proves time and time again that the moments that I experienced when I was 19 years old, as I'm talking to you today, when I'm 26, knocking on 27, that I can't be more thankful for realizing that I had the ownership of that. I I own the power to create change. I own the power to change the trajectory of my own life. And you at any moment have the power to create change. You can flip that switch. And unfortunately, it doesn't come easy. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be one of the hardest things you've had to do, because it usually leaves a life that's comfortable. It usually leaves a life of familiarity in the past. And again, if you're not in a monumental, or if you're not in a pivotal time where you're going to make a drastic pivot in your life, then I'm more or less referencing those moments where you can decide to no longer act a certain way. You can decide you are going to change your defaults. Each decision thereafter becomes a little bit easier. And whether you're someone that doesn't have much patience, change that. You own that power. There's nothing holding you back from becoming more patient. If you're someone who cannot listen to another person because you're so wrapped up in your phone at all times, and you're seeing that take a toll on your relationships, change that. You own the power to change that. If you're someone who doesn't have much discipline or takes any responsibility for what happens in your everyday life, whether you're miserable, whether you're in the middle of that spectrum or continuum of happiness, or on the path of where you even thought you'd be, you own that power to change. And I'm not an overly motivational person, but again, this episode kind of just came to me when I was on a walk, and it hit me like a brick wall, and I was incredibly grateful that I realized this long ago. And it's pretty insane to me, but I know it's reality, that there are a lot of people that, and maybe some of you listening right now, that don't quite realize that you have the ultimate power to change each and every aspect. And again, this doesn't necessarily always index in, you know, you changing jobs or you completely flipping your life 180. Look, I get it. And that's not necessarily what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have the power to change your perspectives. You have the power to use your power to be more patient, to be a little happier each day, to put yourself in situations that allow you to smile a bit more, maybe laugh a little bit more. Your life could turn out much different. And the rest of 2020 could be on your terms, at least of what's in your control. And the power to change is hands down one of the only things you have the complete power to do. And again, I'm going to say this as I wrap this up. This does not have to look a certain way. This does not mean that you'll even be successful at what you're going to try and change. But at least you're going to be on your own terms. You're going to die on your own sword. This could be your job. This could be your attitude. This could be your perspectives. You hold the power, and I suggest you use it. Hey guys, Austin here. Thank you again for listening into the episode. It means a lot. If you can, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave the podcast a 5-star review. This does help us grow and be found by others. Also, just wanted to mention, if you guys are interested in free education based around training and nutrition, be sure to check out physiquedevelopment.com/free education, where you will find free downloads, videos, articles, etc. No strings attached. Again, thank you. Chat soon.